This is the Sensitive CEO Show, igniting sensitive entrepreneurs to grow your heart-centered business. I'm your host, Rose Cox, and this podcast shares with you inspiring and thought-provoking conversations for sensitive entrepreneurs wanting to grow a sustainable online business in a way that feels exciting and aligned with your soul. Along with my carefully curated expert guests, we share science-backed advice, proven strategies, and the systems we use to succeed in our businesses and our lives as highly sensitives, empaths, and introverts. And by the way, if you'd like to be updated on when each episode is released, you can subscribe to the Short and Sweet newsletter. You'll also get weekly recommendations and tips, especially for HSPs, empaths, and introverts. To subscribe, just pop on over to the website sensitiveceo.show or rosecox.com/pod. Now on to today's show. Hey, it's Rose, and welcome to the first episode of my new podcast. I'm actually bubbling over with joy and excitement to be recording my first solo episode. I've been an avid podcast listener for so many years, and I've always been really inspired by all of the value that podcast hosts have shared. And I've picked up so much information as well as motivations and ideas, and I've just picked up so much over the years. This is why I'm doing this podcast, because I feel like giving back and sharing whatever I can in whatever small way it may be, but if there's something of value that I and my guests can share with you, then my job is done. I really want this to be a very value-driven and also very authentic experience for you. I'm not in some sort of flash recording studio. This is totally raw and upfront, as you can probably tell by the way that I'm umming and ahhing, stumbling over words, but this is me and this is how I want to show up for you and hope that I inspire you. And you'll probably hear various background noises on the different episodes. I've got one of my cats is sleeping next to me, and he had a little sneezing fit before I hit record. So you may hear a cat in the background. We have two cats. There's also bird noises in the background. At the moment, they're little tweety birds, but sometimes the kookaburras start, and they can be quite loud, but I can't plan for that, unfortunately. We also live very close to a golf resort, and there's a lot of maintenance that goes on in there, you know, various lawns being mowed and blowbacking of leaves and all sorts that sometimes happens at the most inopportune moments. Finally, I work from home with my husband, who also works from home. And although we have separate offices and we have both doors shut many times, I can still hear him on the phone in meetings. If there's any noises like that, then I do apologize. And luckily, he goes away a fair bit, or he's out a lot. He trains for Ironman competition, so he's often out on a really long bike ride or a run or a swim, or he's out surfing if he's not training. So he is out a lot, and I will be trying to batch the recordings when he's out or even away at one of his competitions. So I guess the most important thing is that what I share with you is behind the scenes of both myself and my podcast guests, and I've invited guests who I know will be totally aligned with you, my audience, and they also will be offering lots of value and great tips and motivations for you, and from a wide variety of backgrounds as well. And you can probably hear that I'm in Australia. I don't have an Australian accent. I have a New Zealand accent, but I live in Australia. And most of my guests, or a lot of my guests, are all over the world. And I guess that's the wonderful thing, isn't it, with the internet, is that we all have a lot of backgrounds. We come from different countries, different environments. So that's a big part of what I want to share as well, is the diversity of all of my guests. So with that said, I wanted to just briefly let you know how I came up with the name Sensitive CEO. And sensitive has some negative connotations, but my goal with this podcast and with websites and things that I share, I really want sensitive to be a strong word, and I believe it is strong, and I believe that we have many gifts and superpowers as sensitive entrepreneurs and leaders of our businesses, and that's what I want to put across to you, and embrace your sensitivity as the wonderful gift that it is. And the term CEO, I've never actually used that term before either, or leader for that matter, but I see it as, personally I see it as a step up for me, because I have actually been a CEO and leader in my businesses for over 2 decades, and I guess I'm ready to own it and step up to being a CEO. So that is where the Sensitive CEO came from, and I'm really excited that you're on this journey with me and growing with me as this evolves. Now, I'm going to be sharing a lot of tips and suggestions around mindset, as well as technology and various strategies that I use in my own business. And I share a lot of these with my clients as well. And these mindset and technology tools have helped me and my clients to really scale and build profitable online sustainable businesses. And that's what I want for you. I want you to pick up tips or take tips that you can use in your business and implement and make them work for you, because obviously we're all different and we all come from different backgrounds. But even if you just pick up one or two tips from each episode, from the different guests that are going to be on, and myself as well, then again, my job is done, because that's all I ask, is that you take away some wonderful tips. So I thought I would also share a little bit of my background. I mentioned before that I have had my own businesses for over 2 decades, and my first business was a web development business, which I had for 20 years. And although I loved it, I love building websites, I love technology. In fact, I still love building websites, but I pretty much only build my own. I got to a stage after 20 years of just feeling really unsatisfied. And at the time, probably towards the last 12 months of my web development business, we had recently moved from Sydney to the Sunshine Coast in Australia. And it was quite a big move. It was a big life change, because we'd been in Sydney for about 20 something years. And it was a big move. And with any big life change like that, you do start to question whether what you're doing is the right thing. And that's what came up for me. I didn't feel satisfied. I was floundering for that last 12 months in business, and I came across a online course with Marissa Peer on Mindvalley, which is a wonderful website with lots of awesome courses, lots of programs, quests, and really inspiring people. Anyway, I did a course called Uncompromised Life, which was by Marissa Peer, and I got some amazing results from that. I also did a course called Lifebook with John and Missy Butcher, And I think it was a culmination of both of those courses, but there was something about the hypnosis and the subconscious programming that Uncompromised Life gave me that really dug into my passions and my purpose, and it really helped me. So I came away from that feeling really inspired, and then I was on Marissa's email list after that. And I think I got a couple, actually I probably got more than a couple, I got a number of emails, and she was talking about training other people to be rapid transformational therapists. And this was back in 2017, 2018. So I think it was the beginning of her evolution of training others. And she was coming to Sydney to do a 12-day live training. So this wasn't something I ever thought that I would do. I never thought I would be a hypnotherapist. However, I watched a masterclass that was in one of her emails, and it just inspired me so much. I got so, so excited. And my husband was away at the time, and I watched it one evening, and when he came home, I just said to him, "Babe, I think I'm going to have to do this training. I'm just so excited." And I didn't know what his reaction would be. I shared the cost with him, which was no small fee. I guess I was a bit tentative talking about it and sharing the price of it. But he looked at me and he said, "Babe, just do it. I have not seen that light in your eyes for years." So I signed up and I did this course, and it really was fabulous. I spent, I think, about 6 or 7 months doing the online modules. By the time the live training started, I was well versed in everything, and I was really fired up and ready to just get this show on the road. And I'd already built my own website before the live training, so I was all ready to go. And yes, very excited. The training was amazing. I met some wonderful people who I'm still very close friends with today, 4 or 5 years later. And I've made others along the journey and absolutely loved it. And then the progression to go from there, I then became a coach. I realized I wanted to become certified in coaching, and I undertook a 8-month certification with the Human Potential Institute, which then enabled me to credential with the ICF, the International Coach Federation. And I also did another one. I do love learning. I think that's a HSP trait, is love of learning and curiosity. So I did another coaching certification and am a certified 3 Brains coach. And I also did another advanced hypnotherapy training. This was a diploma in advanced clinical hypnotherapy and psychotherapy. So what then moved me into the business realm was a lot of my colleagues from both the RTT training and the Human Potential Institute training really struggled to set up their online businesses. And what came really easy and natural to me wasn't necessarily easy for a lot of the people that I got to know through the trainings. So I realized that there was a need for people who understood both online businesses plus the coaching and the therapy side of it. And that's where I've landed at this beautiful passion. That's why I'm really focusing on entrepreneurial people. And then, of course, the highly sensitive people came into the mix last year when I discovered this trait, and everything just made sense for me. Years and years growing up, I remember growing up at school, I was always called the quiet achiever because I was always in the background. I never spoke up at meetings. In fact, I remember many years ago, I used to always get a headache when I had to stand up in a meeting. I would just get a thumping headache. I hated standing up and talking in front of people. And here I am doing a podcast. Who would have thought? Anyway, the highly sensitive trait made so much sense to me. And I'm also an introvert and an empath. I'm an INFJ as well on the Myers-Briggs scale. So I'm using the combination of the trait that I have, the trait that I understand, I fully understand it, and then all the mindset tools that I have with the rapid transformational therapy. And if you haven't heard of rapid transformational therapy, it is a method that Marissa Peer used, and it combines NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, hypnotherapy, and psychotherapy. And she blended this wonderful modality into what she calls rapid transformational therapy. And it truly is amazing. I've had incredible results both on myself and with many clients in various areas in mindset, such as visibility issues, confidence, self-belief, self-esteem, and so much more. So then at the end of last year, I did another certification called the Conscious Consultant Certification. And I'm so excited to share this with my clients. And so what this covers is the business frameworks and the strategies, which I already have a lot of that myself, but I'm combining what Gemma Wendt, who is my mentor in this certification, I'm combining all of her experience. She's got like oodles of years of experience working with very high-end business people in the UK and in the US. And I'm sharing her frameworks and her systems, which is a wonderful addition to the experience I already have myself. And I'm going to be sharing both mindset and other tech tools that I've used in my business. So the mindset is working at the subconscious level using RTT. And then with the Conscious Consultant Certification, I've been certified in energy healing codes. It sits so nicely with the RTT and the hypnosis. It's an amazing addition to have. So I feel like I've just blurted everything out in this first episode, but I wanted you to know a little bit about my background and what I'm going to be sharing. So I will be sharing a lot of the mindset things. As I mentioned, I'll be sharing business strategies, business frameworks. And this is specifically for highly sensitive people, introverts and empaths. And I'm so excited to be bringing in lots of other experts in their field. So collectively, we can share our knowledge to help you to become a sensitive CEO or leader. So thank you so much for tuning in to this first episode, and I look forward to sharing more HSP entrepreneurial goodness with you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Sensitive CEO Show. If you enjoyed this episode, or if you think it would be useful for someone else, please leave me a review on sensitiveceo.show. Just follow the prompt in the menu. Each month, I'm offering one lucky reviewer a chance to win a one-hour business and mindset audit with me. This in-depth audit covers the five pillars of your online business, and you'll walk away with super clear action steps specifically for you and your business. You'll be re-energized and motivated to step into your greatness. You'll also find all of the show notes for each episode on the website sensitiveceo.show. And while you're there, make sure you subscribe to the short and sweet newsletter. You'll get weekly recommendations and tips, especially for HSPs, empaths, and introverts. And as the name implies, the email is short and sweet. The Sensitive CEO Show, igniting your sensitive superpowers.